Good morning, everyone. Welcome back to CNBC TV18's Market Buzz podcast. This is your host, Kanishka Sarkar, bringing you top developments from around the world ahead of today's trading session. Well, until Friday afternoon, it did look like the Nifty would see some relief from lower levels after the biggest single-day drop in 2 months, wiped off 10 lakh crore rupees in investor wealth. However, there was not to be. The Nifty sold off swiftly at that from levels of 25,500 and at one point even slipped below that mark in intraday. While the Nifty did huff and puff its way to somehow close above 25,000, it could not avoid registering its worst week of 2024, a week that saw 17 lakh crore rupees erosion in the overall market capitalization of BSE-listed companies. Yet again, the trio of HDFC Bank, ICICI Bank and Reliance Industries contributed to over 40% of the sell-off seen on Nifty during Friday's session, although FMCG stocks were the ones that triggered the move downwards during the final trading day of the week. Both Reliance Industries and ICICI Bank had their worst week of the year. While ICICI Bank fell 5%, Reliance Industries shed 9% in what was a week with only 4 trading sessions. HDFC Bank had its joint worst week since January this year, having shed 5.5%. Both Reliance and ICICI Bank have already given up all the gains they made starting September 11th, while HDFC Bank is a few points away from doing so. From last Thursday's peak of 26,277, the Nifty is down over 1,250 points. Well, this brings two very important levels into focus. First, of course, is 25,000, which the Nifty is hanging on to by a thread, and the second being 24,750, which is the September series swing low, and a move below that could trigger further fall on the index. The upcoming week promises no respite either. The tensions between Iran and Israel continue to remain an overhang as there has been no positive development on that front. This will also have an impact on the Reserve Bank of India's policy decision on Wednesday. While a majority of CNBC TV18's citizen MPC believe that RBI should not cut rates, they believe that there should be a change in the central bank's stance to neutral. Earnings season begins in the second half of the upcoming week with TCS kickstarting proceedings on Thursday, October 10th, along with other broader market names like Tata Elxsi, iRadar and others. The Nifty bulls may look for some respite on Monday considering the oversold setups and a positive handover from Wall Street post the non-farm payrolls data. Among the key stocks to track are Titan. Its domestic operations grew by nearly 25% year-on-year, led by a significant pickup in consumer demand momentum post the reduction in custom duty on gold imports. Now, IndusInd Bank reported that its net advances are up 13% year-on-year in the second quarter to 3.56 lakh crore rupees. Deposits are up 15% from last year and 4% from June quarter to 4.12 lakh crore rupees. Federal Bank's total deposits rose 15.6% year-on-year and a percent sequentially to 2.69 lakh crore rupees. Also, macrotech developers will be in focus as it saw its best ever quarterly pre-sales of 4,290 crore rupees, which is a growth of 21% year-on-year despite Shradh. Godrej Properties has seen the highest ever Q2 and first half bookings, collections, operating cash flow and new business development. Adani Wilmar's edible oil business maintained its strong momentum with double-digit year-on-year growth in terms of volume. Food and FMCG segments saw revenue growth of about 36%. Excluding G2G business, revenue growth was 26%. Metropolis Healthcare's revenue for the quarter grew by 13% year-on-year. The B2C revenue was up 20% from last year and the company is currently debt-free, having cash reserves of 180 crore rupees. RBL Bank's total deposits rose 20% year-on-year and 7% sequentially to 1.08 lakh crore rupees. L&T Finance's retail disbursements increased 12% to 15,070 crore rupees. The retail loan book is up 28% at 88,950 crore rupees. GAIL, meanwhile, has signed an MOU with AM Green to jointly develop renewable energy projects up to 2.5 GW and green chemical projects. The partnership focuses on long-term supply of carbon dioxide for e-methanol production and the exploration of hybrid renewable energy projects across India. Now, Gravita India shares will be tracked as the firm's board has approved raising funds to the tune of 1,000 crore rupees through the issue of equity shares. MTNL will also be in focus as SBI has downgraded it as an account that is an NPA. Total outstanding exposure to MTNL for SBI is at 325 crore rupees. Lastly, Landmark Cars will be in focus as it has got the letter of intent from Mercedes-Benz India for a dealership in Patna to cater to the high potential geographies of Bihar and Jharkhand. The business will include sales and after sales of Mercedes-Benz cars. Now looking at global cues, Asian stocks rose this morning after stronger than expected US payroll data underscored the health of the world's largest economy and boosted optimism over a soft landing. Equity benchmarks in Australia, South Korea and Japan all gained after the S&P 500 and Treasury yields rose on Friday as traders trimmed bets on Federal Reserve's interest rate cuts. US 10-year yields climbed a further 1 basis point Monday, nearly the key 4% threshold. Now, trading is being shaped by signs of US economic resilience after US employers added the most jobs in 6 months in September. Over in the US, stocks advanced on Friday after a stronger than expected jobs report gave investors confidence around the health of the economy. Data showed that non-farm payrolls grew by 2,54,000 jobs in September, far outpacing the forecasted gain of 1,55,000 from economists polled by Dow Jones. The S&P 500 rose 0.9%, while the Nasdaq Composite jumped 1.2%. The Dow Jones Industrial Average added 0.1% to notch an all-time closing high of 42,352. Now, in commodities, this morning, oil drifted lower as traders weighed Israel's potential retaliation against Iran for a missile attack last week, with President Joe Biden discouraging a strike on Tehran's crude fields. Also, the GIFT Nifty was trading higher at a premium of over 80 points from Nifty Futures Friday close, indicating a gap up start for the Indian market. Now, in other news, Foxconn beat estimates with record Q3 revenue on strong AI demand. UK PM Starmer's chief of staff has quit after talk of infighting. Japan's PM Ishiba has asked ministers to craft an eco-relief package to cushion inflation impact. Israel has bombed Gaza and Lebanon ahead of 1 year anniversary of October 7 attacks. And back home, CNBC TV 18 Citizen MPC shows that RBI is likely to revise stance and keep rates unchanged. Meanwhile, FM is firm on fiscal deficit target and is vowed to raise per capita income. India has become the fourth nation with over $700 billion in forex reserves. Also, business updates show that lenders' focus is on shoring up deposits. Ola Electric CEO Bhavish Agarwal faced some backlash after stand-up comic Kunal Kamra questioned the firm's service quality. Lastly, Haryana polls over the weekend saw a vote turnout of 68%. Well, that's all for now. Stay tuned to CNBC TV18 for more news and cues. This is Kanishka Sarkar signing off. Have a good trading session.